are not a good person. The point of this blog, the point of so much of my thinking and of my writing to you, involves this idea of what it means to be good men, and it seems more important now than ever to tell you this. Being a good person isn't something that you are, boys. It is something that you do. It's something you have to do again and again every single day. Your moral character cannot skate by on what you did yesterday. Every hour of every day is a new referendum on your character. It has to be. There are no cheat days for being good. Every morning that you wake up, every hour that passes by in your life, that hour, that day is what decides your character. Not only is being a good person, a decent person, a person of character and integrity, something that requires your action and attention, but it is indistinguishable from your actions. You are not a good person just because you woke up today. You are not a good person because you think the right thoughts. You are not a good person just because you are not actively bad. That sucks, but it's true. Being a good person is not a passive thing. It can't be. Being a good person requires that you think about others, that you act on their behalf, that you be willing to sacrifice your time, your attention, your resources for the betterment of other people. You cannot be good just because you've avoided being actively bad. To be good means that you must direct at least some of the resources of your time and attention outwardly to others. That's not to say that you aren't going to make mistakes. You will. I have. Everyone has. But I want to be very honest. When I make ethical mistakes, those mistakes matter. They are a dark spot on my character that do not go away. I am less good as a person for having made those mistakes. They not only affect the way that others view me, but they do, and they should, affect the way that I view myself. My actions are who I am. What I do, how I treat people, the decisions and actions that I undertake, that is who I am. That is who you are, boys. You are not good just because you were good yesterday. You are not inherently good. You are not your thoughts or your opinions, and you are most certainly not your excuses or your unmet good intentions. Imagine if, every day, a replay of your actions appeared above you and ask yourself, would I be proud of myself today? Did I do right by the people I am obligated to in my life? Don't give yourself an out on bad behavior. Don't excuse behavior in yourself that you would not excuse in others. When you make mistakes, do not forgive yourself without understanding why you failed and changing the parts of you that caused you to fail. When we act in ways that are lazy, that are selfish, that are unkind, that are inconsiderate, we have to do the work of taking stock of what that means about who we are. Our failures should change our understanding of ourselves. It should be harder to look in the mirror. After we have failed, we must undertake the process of sober moral reflection, because a failure to be good and to act well is a failure not only to those around us, but is a failure to ourselves and a failure that lessens who we are. Allow yourself forgiveness, but recognize that forgiveness is provisional on change. An ethical failing without a commitment to fix the parts of us that caused us to fail is just an after-the-fact excuse. I know this is harsh. It is supposed to be harsh, but boys, it is true. What matters about who we are is what we do. And every day of your life matters. You cannot act well 100 days in a row and fail on the 101st and pretend that it has no effect. We are what we do every day. There is no bank of good actions you can withdraw from to cancel out your missteps. Hold yourself to high standards, boys, in all things, every day.